I knew straight away her personality is perfect for radio. Lindsay became my colleague and great friend on the Sound Express back in 2007. We shared such fun and memorable on-air moments and long lazy lunches loaded with jokes. Lindsay loved life. She adored people and was very in love with local bands. She knew them all, and her sense of fashion was the best. Rest in peace, dear Lindsay. You were a real one-in-a-million person. Much love, until we meet again.
Lindsay Batterson on OFM.
And you ask me what I want this year, and I try to make this kind and clear. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. 'Cause I don't need boxes wrapped in strings and designer love and empty things. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. So simple where we could live, and something only you can give, and that's faith and trust and peace while we're alive. And the one poor child who saved this world, and there's 10 million more who probably could if we all just stopped and said a prayer for them.
On OFM.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind
blows, doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Lindsay Bettison was one of the best-dressed girls I'd ever met in my whole entire life. I used to be in Lindsay's shop at least twice a month, and I'd buy pants and little black dresses and scarves and shoes, or sometimes just earrings if I was really poor. And I used to go there whenever I felt the world hated me or I hated the world. And what would happen is I'd arrive, And Lindsay would pass me dress after dress after dress into the little change room, and I would pass back problem after problem after problem, and she'd listen to all of them. And even if I was in a really, really big hurry, I would never get out of that shop in under an hour's time. Because visiting Lindsay's shop was like therapy. It was only later when I started going, even if I didn't want to buy earrings or little black dresses, that I realized I wasn't visiting the shop.
I'll miss you, ladykins.
Oh my, she's going to be a very busy girl. She says, ooh la la, I'm off to a birthday party and later I'm going to prepare supper for my boyfriend. First time I'm cooking for him. You are a brave girl, Geraldine. And then she says much later they're off to a beach party because they've got VIP tickets. And she says she's very much looking forward to all of it. I hope you're sleeping late tomorrow morning, Geraldine. I think it's going to be quite a heavy night for you. Charmaine van Welkom sê hulle maak poikiekos saam met haar dogter Desiree in Ribbikstad. Oh man, that sounds good. Yum. I think I'm going to swing around there when I'm done. Colleen say, she's from Viljoenskroon, and she says, nothing better than having a braai with my sexy hubby and daughter Mary Ann, with our seven dogs and our dead cat. She says, talk about real family time. I'm worried about the dead cat, Colleen. Where does he fit into the picture? A bit strange there, but I hope you guys are having a great time.
Hi, I'm Yolanda Martins. Lindsay, to me, was the ultimate lady. Everything always matched. From nails to earrings, even a matching handbag on the day. Whether it was in the middle of the winter or scorching summer's day, she was perfectly dressed and ready for whatever came her way. Every Saturday for the last almost 4 years, Lindsay and I have been handing over our shows to each other, which meant that we also got to go places during outside broadcasts. One such day was Bakkiedag, 4 years ago. Two English girls hanging out in a pretty much Afrikaans environment. During her show, I told her about the John Deere stall and all the cool, manly stuff they had there. During my show, she came into the van, and in the best Afrikaans, she told me, Yolanda, het jy die John Deere trekker gesien? Ek dog, sy bedoel die een met vier wiele. Sy korrigeer my toe met 'n skelm kyk in haar oë en lag toe sy my vertel van die Deere trekkers vir dames van John Deere. And that's what I will miss. Lindsay was always ready to help. Nothing was ever too much trouble. She was extremely professional and put in love and passion into her radio work and boutique. I'm proud to call her my friend and colleague. And I know that her passion will inspire me every day when I walk through the studio doors and switch on this mic.
Ever. describe.